With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at 9 this morning, we will meet blind dating game Mary in the studio. Mm-hmm. As long as she can get everything okay with the cold. Is she okay with going outside in winter when it's cold?
Oh, yeah. She's okay. A New England girl through and through.
I saw in the Twitch chat earlier, you can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Somebody was sharing an occurrence yesterday at their workplace where a grown adult asked whether they had to come to work today because it was going to be cold outside.
Yeah. Know your rights. Ask the question.
Know your rights.
Yeah.
You flex time, flex Friday because it's cold outside.
I actually think it was very nice of the employee to ask instead of just not showing up.
Yeah.
Gotta ask.
It's a new world we live in. It's too cold out there. I can't go in.
Okay. I mean, it's 25 degrees. I think for most of January and February, it's about 25 degrees or so.
It was about -5 in here this morning. I was nipping through my shirt. I'm like, Greg, can we turn up the heat a little bit? Jesus.
By the way, isn't the goal to make everything colder? Are people aware of this? Like, I always wonder when people desecrate, like, the Churchill statue in London, like, do they know what would have happened without him? Like, if you think this is bad, I mean, Nazis aren't great. I mean, I feel like if our goal is to make it colder, then you better go to work in the cold.
This is Kirk from Middlesex. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
So, I have a mobile barbershop, and you seem to be in need of a haircut.
During the show?
I can come right to the station at about 9:45 and do it right at the end of the show.
Ooh.
Can you get, I have a specific fade, high and tight that I need.
Kirk sure knows better.
Huh?
I said Kirk should know better.
What do you mean
he should know? If he's a barber.
What do you mean?
He knows he should never fool around with somebody else's husband or client.
Oh.
Knows that's bad. That's bad juju, Kirk.
What, you don't cheat on your barber?
You don't cheat on your barber. If you're looking for a barber, that's a different story. But if you say you got a barber.
I do, Nate.
I don't think this is cheating.
He's away.
Yeah, but Kirk, you know better than that. Okay, Kirk, you got a client that has been coming to you for a long time, and you happen to go away on vacation, and then your client goes, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to this other barber because the other barber said you was away.
I think this is fine.
Well, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but you know what, Wiggy? If I can wait an hour on the line to talk to Greg, you can wait until somebody finishes their sentence.
Do what you want to do.
Jeez, don't suggest that to Wiggy.
No, hey, listen, I'm just trying to give you barbershop etiquette. What do I know?
I'm Team Kirk.
Well, Nate's away.
Oh, God.
All right.
Hey, Kirk, if you want to get Greg to accept you as his barber, just make up a bunch of celebrities that you cut their hair for. And then all of a sudden, he'll think you're the greatest.
I actually did Claude Julien for 7 years.
All right. All right. Love it.
Hired.
So, Courtney, so Santo, don't ever go away.
You know how to pronounce his name.
If you do, Courtney's cool with somebody else coming in.
No,
maybe spending a little time.
Greg has a need that needs to be fulfilled, and the barber who does that need is not around. So Kirk is being really nice.
If you go away, Santo doesn't have a need that needs to be fulfilled?
And he can handle it himself.
Well, Greg can handle it himself.
No, he can't.
All right, Kirk, yeah, hang on. I mean, there's a photo shoot today that's going to last forever. Right. That's the problem.
All right. Well,
it's not Nate's fault, but Nate was cutting hair at the X Games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, when you happen to go back to Nate and he clips your eyebrow.
You believe that when he says he's at the X Games? Yeah. You are the easiest mark ever.
He sent me pictures.
I'm here at the gnarly little half pipe cutting hair. Look, it's Carrot Top. Come over here.
Got to be some loyalty in the barbershop. Clearly no barbershop etiquette.
Huh. Yeah, don't know. I don't know anything about that. I've never heard about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that cheating on your barber was a big thing.
That is
and
a big thing.
Of course Wiggy had to relate it to cheating on a spouse.
Well, it's the same thing.
It's not.
Is your barber not a person that you're intimate with, that you confide in, and that knows what you like?
Wiggy sometimes tries to bring a third person into his barber relationship.
Nope.
Greg is not capable of cutting his own hair.
Well, you just got to ride it out till he gets back.
Oh. Yeah, I never heard about that.
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. What's your barber's name again?
Nate.
We'll see how Nate feels when he gets back.
Well, but what am I supposed to do with the photo shoot today?
Well, then you just ride it out. Say my barber was out of town. That's why I'm looking a little.
That's why
iffy.
I looked at, and then I'll wait till next year. Whenever
it's barbershop etiquette, man. That's the problem. You don't stop going to Sports Clips or whatever the hell it is. Sports Cut, whatever the one where you just walk in. Off
I don't
the
go to that place.
Oh, is it? You sure?
Greg goes to
a bougie spot.
Well, then he would know barbershop etiquette.
Hello, Jody.
Hi.
Hi. What's up, Jody?
I am a barber, and I just have, like, a little comment for Wiggy. Wiggy, I love you dearly, and I listen to the show loyally, but if I was away, I would want my clients to take care of themselves and not look like Greg looks.
Ah.
I would be fine with it, and I've been a barber for many years, and I would be totally fine, and when I've gone away, I've actually set my clients up with other barbers to help them while I was away.
Right. That's so different, though. You set it up.
No, to use your analogy, Jody has been married to her clients for 20 years.
Right.
She's kind of sick of having sex with the same client, so she says, go ahead. Go out. When I'm away, whatever you do, it doesn't matter.
Jody says, when I'm away, I'm going to set you up with somebody to take care of you. That's different, Greg.
That's
like if Courtney goes out of town.
Is he doing that on purpose?
I hope so.
No, if Santo goes out of town, Courtney goes, hey, listen, I got something set up for you in Connecticut when you get there.
What name? Sandro. I'm going to have to talk to him.
This is Nick from Chicopee. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Greg. How are you guys doing tonight?
Happy Friday. What's up?
Happy Friday. So I just wanted to agree with Wiggy. I'm sorry with the lady that just called the barber. You cannot cheat on your barber. I've been going to my same barber for 19 years. And
we're kind of losing you, but I understand. So you agree with Wiggy.
Did you not see the Seinfeld episode?
Yeah. What do you have? His nephew cut his hair or something? Was it Enzo?
It was Enzo. Yeah. The nephew cut Jerry. Say you can't cheat on your barber, man.
I guess that's right. All right. Well, we got lots to get to this morning, including They Said It coming up in just about 10 minutes, and then Courtney with today's news. And the news today includes an incident of assault with a deadly but delicious chicken. And I believe that was in Minnesota. So we'll get to that news coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics take on the Suns tonight. Tip at 7:30. Marcus Smart is listed as out of this one. Devin Booker also listed as out for the Suns. And exciting news, both the Jays are officially headed to Salt Lake City for the All-Star Game. Jaylen Brown has been named as a reserve. So that's great. And they'll have Missoula with them there as well. So it's like a big Celtics group in Salt Lake City. Elsewhere in the NBA, all eyes are on LeBron James as he's now just 63 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record. On pace to either break it against the Thunder Tuesday or the Bucks on Thursday. I bet he gets it Tuesday. And those Thunder tickets, Wiggy sent it to us yesterday, the most expensive going for $92,000.
Wow.
Worth it? No.
No.
Absolutely not. And once Brady retired, now everyone is looking at Aaron Rodgers to see what his next move is. One team is off the list. While playing at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, someone asked Rodgers if he had any news. Here's what he said.
You got any news you want to share with us?
Not going to San Fran.
You look great with a cowboy star on your helmet.
So he's not going to San Fran. So after
he's going to the Jets.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to end up with the Jets.
I believe there was a report yesterday that Woody Johnson is making a very, very strong push for Aaron Rodgers to be a Jet.
Smart by them.
Yeah, I think it's either Jets or Packers. I mean, either he stays with the Packers or he goes to the Jets.
I don't think he stays with the Packers. I think he's done in Green Bay. Even by just saying that alone lets me believe that he knows he's done there. They know he's done there. It's now just finding a spot for where he's going to land.
And I feel like Aaron Rodgers would love the Jets because they're owned by the Johnson & Johnson family. And he strikes me as a guy that's got a lot of different lotions he would use.
And we
big moisturizer.
And we talked about the Raiders yesterday. So don't take them off the list. Because he could land it back with Devontae Adams and Josh.
And
Josh
Devontae
McDaniels.
Adams was stirring the pot a bit yesterday on Twitter. He quote retweeted somebody who was asking where Aaron Rodgers was going to live, and he said, "My neighborhood."
Oh,
so,
okay.
We've got Eagles and Chiefs facing off at State Farm Stadium in Arizona next weekend, Sunday the 12th. Reminder that you can listen to the big game right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app. And the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, I am here locked into the weather studios. The temperature has gone down to 25 degrees in Boston. Don't leave your home. Stay where you are. Just make sure you have some ramen noodles. Put them on the boiler. And just nestle up to Twitch because there are some hot sports takes emanating from the Greg Hill Show.
We should do weather smokes head-to-head this morning if Jeremy Reiner is available.
Yeah, where is he? I'm here.
You guys can call. You guys can pick what the low is tomorrow.
Right. By the way, Reiner got me to predict over 30 inches of snow. I mean, what was he talking about? We're going to maybe end up with 6 inches of snow. Total disaster. Yeah. But by the way, tonight into tomorrow, school should be closed Saturday morning across New England. The low is going to feel like 35 below zero.
Thank you, Curtis. They said it coming up next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way, I haven't had a chance to thank you yet, but those of you who have given to the latest Greg Hill Foundation beneficiary, thank you so much. Her name is Ava Harlow. And on Friday, January 27th, she was severely injured in an accident on the MBTA, on the Green Line trolley. And she's a college student and is fighting her way through what happened. And so yesterday we announced that we were going to raise some money for Ava and her family, and that we would match your donations up to $5,000. And so far, since yesterday, you have donated $9,547 to Ava and to her family. So thank you so much for that. And we wish her the best in her recovery. And if you feel like you'd like to give, you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org and make a donation, whether it's $25, $10, $50, whatever. It all helps, and it will all help Ava in her recovery. So thanks to everybody who has given. On the show this morning, we will get to Courtney in today's news. So you, okay, Curtis?
I just don't understand a decision that was made this morning.
What?
Jackson's at Truck Day at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
There's nobody at Truck Day at 7 a.m.
That's the point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The point is to make fun of Truck Day, but...
Oh, okay. No, I thought you would talk to people that actually went to Truck Day.
No. The whole entire point of the thing is to make fun of the fact that the people, there's two people gathering for Truck Day.
Well, I love Truck Day. I don't like it mocked.
You do carry the water for the Red Sox, Curtis. Day in, day out.
I got to go to a chiropractor. My back's been killing me.
He's also going to give us an update on the very busy bike lanes. This is, apparently this weekend will be the most activity that the bike lanes have ever seen here in our city. They're expecting tomorrow, with the real feel being minus 30, that a lot of people will be biking their way around the city.
So
we'll get an update from Jackson on all of that coming up. But right now, this...
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just gonna say it.
All right, time now for They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said in sports. And where do we begin this morning, Shime?
Well, Gregory, we begin with a New England Patriot. That would be one. Trent Brown has a message to all of the people about Mac Jones. And Trent Brown coming to Mac's defense.
Huh. I love him.
Thank you.
You do?
I
love him.
He has a lot of grit.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you say to people that maybe disagree?
They don't really matter. Really, nobody outside of that building matters. It's all about who's in that locker room and who comes to work with us every day.
And you guys really feel like with a few tweaks, maybe next year, you guys could be in that picture?
We're going to see. That's above my pay grade.
Any message for Patriots fans?
Everybody, have it.
Stick with us. I don't believe we'll be down too long.
Well, if you love him so much, maybe you could block somebody so they don't take his head off.
And that was what, Trent Brown?
Yes, it was.
And was that the same guy who liked the tweet about Brady coming back to New England?
Sure was.
Well, that's not, I mean, they there's no question about those guys liking Mac Jones. They love the guy.
Can I also ask the obvious question? Trent Brown had to call TMZ to follow him there, right? Like, TMZ is not breaking their back to go track down Trent Brown.
It was probably a slow night.
Where was he?
I think he was in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, TMZ's everywhere.
No.
Guy that big?
No. He had to have had a publicist or agent call them and say, hey, Trent's going to be here. Go ask him.
Because, you know,
this is a complete setup.
They have a TMZ sports section, so they're always looking. I've been on TMZ. I mean, you know, they look for anybody.
And did you call ahead?
No.
Wiggy.
No, they always look for people.
No.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Mac, with the tutelage of Billy O'Brien, comes out and has a great season, and you all owe him an apology.
All right.
So. I'll give it to him.
We'll do that.
I'll give him one when he deserves one.
Yeah. Well,
oh, okay. What deserves an apology if he gets his team to the playoffs?
If he wins a playoff game.
If he wins a playoff game.
Yeah.
Okay. If he has a good season and wins a playoff game, he will get an apology.
He will. Okay.
30-plus tugs.
Okay. What's next, Sean?
Next, we'll stick with the Patriots here. A guy we've been talking about a lot this morning, Tom E. Curran, talks more about Tom Brady and that Brady might actually have a little bit more left in the tank.
So he joins Barry Sanders. He joins Calvin Johnson. Absurdly enough, those guys were barely into their 30s, if at all, who all retired with something left in their tank.
Yeah.
It does not defy belief that he could take a year off and return, but I do think he would start to think that he was becoming a caricature of himself. But I fully believe he could take a year off and play another year, Matt.
Sounds like somebody said that before.
He's done. The guy's done. Have you seen the pictures of him in the apartment that he's renting for $70,000 a month, lounging around and reading books?
Yep.
That's going to get boring real quickly.
The guy is done.
I
know you said you don't read books, but he likes to read books. He's going to find lots of things to do.
That gets bored.
Silly would you look if you're crying on your Instagrams saying, you know, thank you for all the support. I'm retiring for real this time. And then to go back again, you can't do it.
But like I said,
he's socially aware.
But like I said in Tommy Curran, he's not coming back until next season.
It doesn't
matter. So in the moment, he understood. But then all it takes is a year of reflecting and like, all right, All right, how many books am I going to read? I'm bored at home.
Well, he's got a couple boats, as they're pointing out in the Twitch chat. He loves golf.
Yeah, but
I mean, that, you do all the retired
that
things.
That gets boring after a while when you're 45 years old. If he's 75, that's one thing. But he's 45, he's going to get bored quickly.
Wiggy was, I mocked Wiggy when he said this, but I owe him an apology. If Tom Curran endorsed it. I think it's not as wild. I don't think it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You get bored, man. If you retired right now at your age, after a year, you would be bored.
No.
Okay.
I would love it.
Oh, you would be bored. Why are you still here? You have more money than God.
No,
he'd be at Grant Links every
day. I really don't. That narrative is getting old, Curtis.
I know. It's only perpetuated by where you go to eat and where you live that you share with the world.
So you wouldn't get bored.
I would, but I like work. Like I,
but
I,
so doesn't
I,
he?
Yeah, but Greg works all day, and so does Tom Brady. Like right. I don't think that we all the narrative that Tom Brady is going to just be lounging around for the rest of his life is so laughable. He's going to have a full time job. He's running multiple businesses. The guy is going to be plenty busy.
Yeah, but that's not the same when
I understand like, he's not going to be working out profusely.
No. But if Greg retired from radio, he might do other things, right? But it doesn't give him the same satisfaction.
Right.
And he would then get bored of those other things. Right. So if he's in meetings all day or for a couple hours during the day and he's just sitting there going, those juices of like, oh, I'd love to be back on the radio. The same with Brady. Yeah, he's not going to just be playing golf all day. He'll have other things, but he's going to get bored and he's going to be like, I'm calling football.
I'm sorry. We have to stop for the Hall of Fame of Twitch comments.
Mm-hmm.
Angry Principal Dave, during school, just wrote in a Twitch chat, you call this work, come on now. I mean, is there any self-awareness whatsoever? Well, what are we doing?
I thought there was in school today. What is Angry Principal Dave doing in a school?
He's bored.
Oh, that made my day.
I think he's gonna settle into the TV job and he's gonna be pretty happy with it. He gets to keep his brand going.
I hope he's good at it. Yeah. I hope that we are not all waiting for this to happen and then he gets there and we're like, this isn't it. I hope that he gives us the true Tom Brady. He can't really script a game, so I think that we'll get more of a real look at him than normal. But
probably has to go and make 80 for Brady too. Or what would they, what would you want it to be called?
Yeah, that would be the would be Journey 90. On the Ladies or whatever we had for it. I told you it's probably going to be the sequel.
Greg got his marching orders because he was kissing Brady's ass all over again, and then today he's off of it. So Kraft is resetting the dialogue.
I don't receive any kind of, I'm an independent person, Curtis, independent thinker. I don't receive any kind of marching orders.
The Hall of Fame presented by Raytheon, a Patriot Place.
They did set it up that they could do a second movie, so.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, they always do that.
Right.
Well, they better make it quick because then you know.
The stars are dying?
Well, I mean, it's 80
jinxing
for Brady.
Stop it.
And you got to make it quick. Uh-huh. You're going to do 90 for Brady? You're going to be like, you know, on their canes.
All those
Tommy.
Girls looked very, very good in the movie.
Yeah. All right. What else, Sean?
The last thing I got for you, last night there was actually a bit of a tussle in the NBA between Donovan Mitchell and Dylan Brooks, Cavaliers and Grizzlies game.
There was a nut punch, I mean, which yes. should never, ever occur in sports.
I completely agree with you, Greg.
Or
it is the lowest thing you can possibly
do
to another man.
Yeah.
And so Brooks had gone up for a layup, spilled to the ground, swung around, and punched Donovan Mitchell right in the cojones, and they began to fight. This is what Donovan Mitchell had to say about Dylan Brooks after the game.
That's just who he is. We've seen it a bunch in this league with him. Him and I have had our personal battles for years. Quite frankly, I've been busting his ass for years. This has been brewing for years with me, with other guys in the league, and you all see it. You know, it's not something that this isn't new. You know, tonight was just the end of it, but it's tough when you can't guard somebody and can't do something with somebody. You got to resort to that, and that's what he's done to a lot of players.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't Dylan Brooks also the guy that Shannon Sharp was pissed at?
Yes. Yeah.
So this guy is just the biggest instigator in the entire NBA. I kind of like it.
There's more than one, but yes, I think you're probably right about that.
Oh, like Donovan Mitchell said, when I'm busting his ass, you know, people tend to get hot and they do stupid things.
Yeah, but you don't punch in that area.
Well, listen, a lot of things happen in the pile grabbing for a fumble. So,
okay. Curtis, would you like to check in with our man on the street?
Yes.
Action Jackson.
Will put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Over at Fenway for Truck Day today. It's the 20th anniversary of Truck Day. Jackson, good morning.
Oh, that's ironic because it's 20 degrees out here.
What?
All right. Thanks, Jackson.
Is anybody there?
No, there's not. You said that there might be two people here earlier. Well, there's just one, and it's just me.
Oh, you're the only person at Truck Day.
Huh?
I am the only person. Although they just loaded in a giant statue of Big Poppy made out of Legos into the truck.
They did?
So I talked to him for a minute. We met him on the cold.
Wait a minute. Did they legitimately put a giant Lego statue of David Ortiz in the truck?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Huh. Do we have footage of that?
I do. I have a little video of it. Yes.
Okay. Great. If you could send that to, we'll get that up on Twitch immediately. Why would you guess that is something that they're bringing down to Fort Myers? I mean,
it looks like something that they might put like outside of the ballpark, you know, like kind of like the Teddy Williams statue up here.
Okay. Have they started to load in the 20,000 baseballs that the Red Sox say they are bringing? They have?
Yes, they have.
Okay. How many
they also loaded in some sunflower seeds I saw.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh. Really?
And it seems like this David Ortiz statue has been down in spring training for the last couple of years. So they bring it back and forth.
Why do they bring it back and forth? Why wouldn't they just leave it in Fort Myers in storage?
Good point.
Good
point.
I mean, far be it from me to criticize this ownership group, but why would you drive your sunflower seeds down there as opposed to just buying the sunflower seeds in Fort Myers? Are they? Can you not buy... Can you get them on Amazon or?
Like, I don't know. Maybe they buy them in bulk at Costco or something.
Okay.
And they have a
sunflower seeds are better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's the Costco down there. Is it Costco? Or is it BJ's? Some people they don't. Maybe there's a BJ's. They don't have a Costco. I don't know.
Okay. So that's really kind of that's all the action that there is right now at Truck Day.
Yeah, I had to, you know, elbow my way up to the front to get a good view, but I made it, and I'm here for the show, Greg.
Okay, what time is the truck leaving?
I believe noon.
Okay, noon.
See the route that they're taking, you know, because that's key on driving.
Find out what the route is.
Yeah, what the best route is, you know, save on money on gas.
Generally, you just go right down 95. That's how you get down to Florida.
Yeah, but 95 through New York, a lot of traffic.
Yeah. All right, Jackson, thank you. We'll check back in with you again.
Oh, you will, or am I not? Am I coming back now, or no?
It's up to Curtis.
It's not up to me.
I mean,
I have no say in anything.
Why don't you hang around?
It was a little brilliant radio bit that Greg and I planned, and it went spectacularly. I think.
Great job. I'm enjoying it.
Why don't you hang around and see if anybody shows up? I mean, I would assume they're going to have some sort of a. Like, I'm guessing that, like, every other Red Sox event, Tim Wakefield will be there at some point.
Should be.
No, I don't think there's any pageantry. I think Truck Day has jumped the shark.
Okay.
Jackson, post the David Ortiz on Instagram, too, please.
Yeah. Yes, please. I will. All right. Thank you, Jackson. We'll check back in with you. There he is. That's our man on the street, Action Jackson, at Truck Day. And let's get to this.
It's time for...
Down here in Scituate, we get that saying, you know...
The news.
Still waters run deep. Amen. So if it's still on the top, it's still on the bottom.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's her name? Courtney, Coco, whatever.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Pure panty dropper.
On WEEI.
Well, we've been talking about it a bit this morning already, but public schools in Boston and Worcester are among several cities and towns across the state who have closed the doors to their schools today due to extreme cold temps. They're citing increased risk of hypothermia and frostbite. for reasons behind it.
It's 25 degrees.
You were correct.
I mean, people go to work and school every single day all winter when it's 25 degrees
right.
out.
Right. When is the big drop?
Curtis would know. I'm not a weather person.
Yeah, it's going to be steadily declining in temperature over the course of the day. And what I'm talking about is real feel. So you're going to see that going down. And you know what you do? You're going to want to throw on a jacket, maybe some gloves and a hat.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to arrive at a place that has heating.
We have some live reports on the television news from reporters who are outside. Yeah.
Guess what? Don't look out your window. Look at your TV. We'll tell you what's going on outside.
Curtis, you and Dale on the same page. Dale Arnold's tweeting, hey, let's not send reporters into deadly conditions to tell others to not go outside. So,
okay, Dale. I mean, that is such a look at me tweet.
Is it really deadly conditions?
Well,
like if you step out of your truck for 10 minutes to do a quick news hit and then you jump back in a heated truck?
My name's Dale Arnold. If you don't think I care about other people, just read my Twitter timeline.
So I have a serious question. Should I not go to the mall today? I was going to go to the mall, do a little walk around, have some Chick-fil-A. But should I not do that since it's going to be so cold out?
I think you can do it, Chime, like people have during winter. For the last 100 years.
Okay,
I think you'll be okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, what else?
Big day for Mara Healey yesterday. The new governor rode the T for the first time in her new role.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there were cameras to capture the whole thing.
Okay.
She has promised to hire a new MBTA GM to tackle the issues that riders are facing every day.
There's a lot of money in that job.
There is. Wiki, you should apply.
It's like 300, what was it, $350,000 for that last dude?
Yep.
Ooh. Yep. Here's what she had to say.
People around the state have made that clear. And we want to, first of all, make sure that people understand. We understand your frustration. We know the challenges it presents in terms of your ability to get to work, to get to doctor's appointments, just to live your lives. We understand people's frustrations with shutdowns, delays, and the like. And again, our commitment is to working real hard to deliver a public transit system that is safe and reliable.
Okay. All right.
Yep. And we said yesterday that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, so we were going to have six more weeks of winter.
Yeah.
This is where it gets a bit confusing, because the official groundhog of Massachusetts...
Whoa. There's an official groundhog of Massachusetts?
Yeah,
really?
Mrs. G.
Why?
Because...
Okay.
She did not see her shadow.
Oh.
So that means that she is predicting early spring.
Okay.
We could hear from Mara Healey again.
Okay.
Right. As governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, on February 2nd in the year 2023, we've observed the Commonwealth of Massachusetts official groundhog, Miss G. And I declare that Miss G does not appear to have observed her shadow, and therefore, Commonwealth, spring is on its way.
Nice.
Oh, yay.
Well, that's okay. Fraudulent. Oh, isn't there only one official groundhog, and that's the one from Pennsylvania that we've been following for, what, 100 years,
right?
It seems like?
Like, how long would you guess that took? Was it a couple hours? Like, you got to drive out there for an hour,
yeah.
And then you got to do the pomp and the circumstance,
yep.
And then drive back to the state house or whatever? I mean,
exactly. And people go to see it.
Time well
spent. It's
crazy.
In a given year, how many hours do you think our elected officials actually work?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, you would think there would have been some sort of a global warming message at the end about why Mrs. G saw did or did. Is it Ms. or Mrs. G?
Mrs.
I saw Mrs., but she said Miss.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she said Miss, which is like assigning a pronoun to the groundhog. Well, is the groundhog okay with that?
Maybe Mrs. G is now divorced and she's Miss.
She's just independent.
Right.
I mean, I feel like Mrs. G might be roaming around and giving some other hogs a try.
Oh, definitely is. She's a single lady.
What? That's accurate. Hogs. Yeah. You know what I mean, Curtis?
She could be looking...
Mrs. G is spending her day sitting on hogs while she's supposed to be seeing her shadow.
Or she could be looking for beavers.
I told somebody to tune into the show this morning that had never listened before. I really hope that they didn't.
All right. We will get to the rest. We'll get to the rest of today's news, including assault with a deadly but delicious chicken in Minnesota. That is coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up at 9, we will all get to meet Blind Date Mary, the blind dating game happening next week for Valentine's Day. And Mary will select one of you. Or how many is she select? We're going to get like 5 final contestants.
Yes.
They'll come in next week.
Yep.
Hang out with Mary while she's blindfolded. She'll pick somebody not based on their looks.
Right.
Based on personality.
Woo-wee.
And then they'll go on a date. And you and I are going to chaperone the date.
Correct.
And we're going to do it at Davio's.
Oh,
let me know how you
I've
like
always
it.
Wanted to try
yeah.
it.
Oh, you want to try? Yeah.
My main question is, if we pick somebody and they can't make it into studio and can call in, will that be okay? If she's in studio?
No, they need to
oh,
come
gosh,
in.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
They're going to have to come in. Oof. They have to put the effort in.
I know.
You don't mail it in on like a date or yeah. a potential date.
And when she really picks serious. Them, she wants to be able to see them, correct?
Correct.
No.
Yeah, yes. yeah,
she
no.
she well, can't she, see them.
Well, she'll,
no,
she'll,
after she picks them.
Oh,
after,
oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see,
after
I see.
She picks them. Yes, 100%.
And by the way, a total aside about the school closures.
Yeah.
I get the understanding. I understand the thought process behind it of trying to keep kids safe. But honest question. Who is more likely to spend more time outside? Someone who has school or someone who doesn't?
Probably the latter, Curtis, right. I would say.
So, what are we doing?
What are we doing with school canceled? I will say, do we have time to discuss the horrific tragedy that happened in Quebec, Canada yesterday?
Terrible.
We were just talking about Mrs. G, the official groundhog of Massachusetts. Turns out, that yesterday, the Groundhog Day ceremonies in Quebec were planned with the official groundhog of Canada, Fred Le Marmont. And the crowd was gathered, and Fred's handler, Roberto Blondin, came out to speak to the crowd and unfortunately said, and I quote, "When I went to wake Fred last night, he had no vital signs.
Oh.
He most likely died during hibernation."
Oh.
So Fred, the groundhog, died shortly before he got to give his prediction on how many weeks of winter they were going to have in Canada. It could be worse. It could always be worse.
What a way to go out, though.
Doing
something you love.
Doing,
yeah.
Doing what he loved.
Well, unless he was murdered.
Oh.
I mean, you never know. Yeah. Right? Are we sure that he died peacefully in his sleep?
I don't know.
I mean, how does a groundhog just up and die?
Do you think that they, I'm hoping for those fine people who were out there waiting in the cold for Fred.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they served Fred up afterwards in the form of either back bacon or maybe some delicious pulled pork sandwiches or something like that. I would hope. I mean, that seems
too soon.
That is sick and twisted.
I mean, I bet there's a lot of people that eat groundhog, though.
Yeah, of course they do.
You know?
What?
Yeah, of course.
Groundhog is delicious.
I played football with one of the greatest guys ever, Fred Smoot, and he had an uncle that ate everything off the road, like roadkill. Would go out on them, but he was from like the deep, deep Mississippi.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're probably like.
Wait, would he go out and collect it himself?
Yeah, out and collect it. And then,
would he grill it?
He would generally fry it.
I like it roast. Roast, like roadkill is delicious.
Like raccoon, squirrel.
Does it taste like chicken?
You haven't lived until you've tried the hot roadkill tower at Tapio's.
I had gator one time.
No rim shot? Come on.
You had gator?
One time I was in Florida.
Uh-huh.
It tasted like a tough piece of steak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should get back to the rest of the news.
Should. Irrational fear. We had this, a different person, obviously, but the same exact story a few weeks ago. A woman in Iowa was pronounced dead at a nursing home. The funeral director picked up the woman, checked her vitals, said she was dead, put her in the body bag, brought her to the funeral home. When he went to unzip her, he noticed her chest was moving, and then she gasped for air.
Wow.
Was actually alive in the body bag.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand how this keeps happening.
Same thing happened to Myrna during the 80 for Brady premiere the other night.
That is not nice.
Don't you ever say that about Myrna.
Yeah.
She's a godsend.
Are you sleeping?
Are you kidding me?
No.
So they were almost going to bury her or cremate her or something like that?
That's yes.
Awful.
I think that this is an issue with people that, like you say, don't want to work hard anymore. People aren't doing their due diligence.
Okay. You want to get to the assault with a deadly chicken story?
I would love to.
Okay.
In Minnesota, 36-year-old Natalie Broomer, she's facing assault charges after she bashed her boyfriend in the back of the head with a whole chicken.
Wow.
Big whole chicken.
Was it roasted or?
I knew you were going to ask that. There is no report on whether it was cooked, raw.
Okay.
Definitely frozen.
I would assume. It started in the car. No idea why the fight broke out, but she was hitting him in the car while he was driving home. They get home. Oh. She takes the chicken, whacks him in the back of the head.
I like fried chicken.
It's a chicken day.
Is the guy all right?
He's okay. He talked to police after, but he called 911 and the whole thing.
Well, I wonder if they cooked the chicken up and ate it afterwards, after the assault.
I doubt it. That's all right, evidence.
Greg, I don't think you told your chicken coop story, by the way.
I did not. It's very similar in some ways to what happened with Fred, the official Canadian groundhog. When I was like, we had a farm when I was growing up. I know I told this on the old show, but I don't think I've told it here at WEI. And we had chickens in a chicken coop. And there was a Christmas when I was like 10. So it was probably like 1976 or 90. Curtis probably knows because he's up to date with all the weather records. It was like 25 below.
Yeah.
And I went, it was probably like 1981 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I went out.
It was the polar vortex of 81.
Yeah. A famous one. It was the Alberta Clipper.
I have it right here in my notes.
A real banger.
Yeah. Chickens died.
And I went out as a young child to feed the chickens as I always did.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Opened the door to the chicken coop. They were all frozen dead, every single one of them.
Oh, that makes me feel sick.
Did you know they were dead at that moment? At that moment,
I had like poke them and
Like you were like they sleep.
They weren't making any chicken noises or doing any chicken things.
Okay.
I mean, it was traumatic. Oof. Think about it. Like for years afterwards, I would have nightmares of a giant gathering of dead chickens. Mm. They tortured me throughout my life.
But I have to hand it to you, Greg. You have conquered your fear of chicken. You eat it every day.
Curtis, you and I are on the same page. I was just going to say, your Marsala that you post every single day. It seems like you got over the trauma.
The off-menu Milanaise at Davio's.
Yeah, but if you off-menu chicken Milanaise, I'm getting that when we chaperone the date.
Mm.
All right. Mary, in the studio, I know you're busy. But I would recommend that you watch this show on Twitch at 9 so you can meet Mary when we all meet Mary. Blind Dating Game Mary in the studio at 9. To watch this show on Twitch, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.